Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A now former superintendent of the DeKalb County Road Department is facing felony charges after investigators say he stole county property and sold it for scrap. DeKalb County Sheriff Nick Weldon says county officials contacted law enforcement last week after discovering a John Deere tractor was missing from the road department. Investigators identified 60-year-old Timothy Joe Young as a suspect. The sheriff says Young admitted during an interview on Thursday to stealing the tractor along with two trailers, a grid roller, and other county equipment. Investigators say Young sold the equipment for scrap, pocketed more than $37,000 between December of last year and July of this year. Young resigned from the road department late last week, was arrested on Friday on two counts of first-degree theft of property. Sheriff Weldon says the investigation is ongoing. Additional charges may be pending. The Dade County Board of Education is proposing a property tax increase of 10.49% as the school system works to address its budget deficit. The board has tentatively adopted a 14.530 mill property tax rate. That's an increase of 1 mill. Without the proposed tax increase, the millage rate would be no more than 13.150 mills. For a home with a fair market value of $275,000, school officials estimate the proposed increase would mean approximately $151 more in property taxes. For non-homestead property valued at $150,000, that estimate is just under $83. The Board of Education is holding two public hearings, one of those at 11 this morning and another at 6 this evening at 52 Tradition Lane in Trenton. A third hearing is scheduled for Monday the 24th at 4 in the afternoon. The board's agendas today also include discussion of the five-year history and tax digest, followed by public input. And if the heat wasn't enough for an advisory, a weather alert is now in place for this afternoon and evening. Parts of the tri-state area under a level 2 out of 5 slight risk for severe storms. Before the storms arrive, the dangerous heat remains the concern. The heat advisory continues through 9 o'clock tonight. Heat index values potentially reaching 110 degrees. And with that, Dade County Emergency Management is opening all three community shelter facilities as cooling areas. Dade County EMA says the shelters will be available 24 hours a day for anyone who needs a place to escape the heat. The facilities are monitored by camera for safety and to allow officials to know when the shelters are being used. Tables and chairs are available. Anyone planning to spend time at the shelter should bring their own food, water, and other personal items they might need. Anyone with questions can contact Dade County 911 at 706-657-4111. That's the county's non-emergency number. In sports, a milestone victory this last week for the Dade County High School softball team. The Lady Wolverines beat Tryon 3-1, but the victory was especially significant for head coach Stephen Graham. The win marked Graham's 200th career victory as head coach. So congratulations to Coach Graham on reaching that milestone and to the Lady Wolverines on their victory over Tryon. Dade County's football team used a strong defensive performance to beat Chattanooga Prep 18-14 back on Saturday night. The Wolverines snagged four interceptions, adding to their three touchdowns in the first half. Week 1 regular season action gets underway this Friday night as the Wolverines will host Pepperell. In the other game, Ridgeland scored the only touchdown in the nightcap in a 7-0 win over Murray County. The Panthers travel to Cedartown next Friday, the Indians to Coosa. And the Braves wrapped up their three-game series with the Diamondbacks yesterday afternoon with a 5-3 win. The Braves are back in action tonight, opening the series with the Minnesota Twins. The Ford leadoff show kicks it off at 6:25 tonight with a first pitch at 7:40 this evening. Every pitch of every Braves baseball game here on Classic Hits KWIN. Stay up to date around the clock at discoverdade.com and here during the day on the radio at 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.